Hi everyone, of
Hi.
course, we are the fabulous Tiffany and
Laura, did you miss me?
Of course!
I know,
always.
I took a break. 大家有没有很想念我?
Of course!
我听到大家都欢呼声了。Okay.
Alright, so Laura, I know that you like to use your cell phone a lot. Do you like to use Instagram?
Oh, Instagram, 当然很喜欢啦。而且我很喜欢看我喜欢的人，我都会追踪他。
Oh, me too. I follow my favorite singers, actors, and cute boys.
Oh, or fashion bloggers.
Yeah, fashion bloggers.
还有这个时尚部落客。
So that's your favorite thing then?
That's right.
Alright, so I know that many of you guys use Instagram as well.But do you post a lot of pictures? What do you use most? Do you just look at people?
Right.
Yeah, so what we're going to take a look at today is some Instagram filters. If you are into taking photographs, then this is a great article for you.
So let's take a look at today's article, Instagram.
Which Instagram filters are best for you?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Many people are on Instagram now. Here, you can share your favorite photos with others. Before you do it, though, you should choose the best filter for your photos. Keep reading to learn about some popular filters. Clarendon. If you need theperfect filter, for a simple color picture, try Clarendon. This filter makes the colors in a photo brighter.It also makes the shadows darker. Gingham. Do you like the look of old photos? Then Gingham is right for you.Scenes have more yellow in them with this filter. This will make your picture look vintage.
Word power.
Photo.Photo. Lily keeps a photo of her puppy in the wallet. Lily keeps a photo of her puppy in the wallet. Learn. Learn. We learned about animals in science class today.We learned about animals in science class today. Need, need. Julia needs some medicine for her sore throat. Julia needs some medicine for her sore throat. Scene, scene.This postcard has a scene of New York City on it. This postcard has a scene of New York City on it. Okay, the article first starts with, many people are on Instagram now. That's very true. I think A lot of people use Instagram and Facebook.
Right. 因为其实你们两个好像就是如果你可以上传到 Instagram, 然后其实同时也可以选就是说我要上传到 Facebook. 好啦我们一开始的课文就是要聊哇现在非常红其实已经红一阵子啦就是现在很多人都在玩 Instagram.那其实呢在这边呢我要来提醒大家因为其实台湾人都很喜欢讲 IG 或还有 IG OK 可是其实在英文我们直接就会用 Instagram 来表示所以注意它的发音然后 IG 是台湾人说的可是 we don't really say that OK
Yeah just try to say Instagram、I think that's easier
对啊直接用 Instagram 就好了
That's right Alright the article then says Here you can share your favorite photos with others
没有错其实呢在这个 Instagram 你可以将你的照片跟其他人分享哦、
Alright, so what do you share on Instagram? You share photos. And this is our word power word for today. It's spelled P-H-O-T-O, photo. A photo is a shorter way to say photograph. A photograph is basically a picture. Let's take a look at our sample sentence for today. It says, Lily keeps a photo of her puppy in the wallet.Lily keeps a photo of her puppy in the wallet.
好我们来看一下今天的 word power word 就是 photo 也就是相片的意思啦相信大家对这个字不陌生。不过其实 photo 这个名词它是 photograph, OK, 的比较简单的说法。OK, 那常常呢诶如果我们拍了很多张照片我们可能会存放在一个相本相簿里面。英文就是 photo album, album 的拼法是 A-L-B-U-M。Yeah, I always take a lot of photos or photographs when I travel.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, 去旅游的时候，大家一定要拍很多张照片啊。那拍照我们可以用 take pictures, 或是刚刚我们的 take photos or take photographs.Are you good at taking photos?
I would like to think that I'm pretty good at taking photos.
对啊，我觉得其实 Tiffany 每次帮我拍照，她超厉害。She's a great photographer. 她是一个很棒的摄影师。那如果你要问人家说，你是不是常拍照呢？英文就可以用 Do you take a lot of photos?那像是有人全家都会一起合照、那种全家福的英文就是 family photo、OK 那刚刚提到杂志上这个例句就是 Lily keeps a photo of her puppy in the wallet 意思就是 Lily 在钱包里放一张她小狗狗的照片哦
She really must love her puppy、OK so let's continue reading The article says Before you do it thoughYou should choose the best filter for your photos. All right, so this is actually something that's been quite popular after Instagram, and now there's new things like Snapchat. They use something called filters. Now, a filter is something you use on photos or photographs or videos to maybe change the color a little bit or even change the style. So like Laura mentioned, maybe you can use a black and white filter to make your photos turn black and white or make it look kind of old.
OK, 不过呢这时候课文有提到说你在这么做之前呢你应该要选一个最适合你照片的滤镜。其中我们提到的 filter, 这个字就是滤镜。所以有时候大家可能这样拍的时候看起来可能不怎么样可是如果你用Black and white, 哇、看起来就好像有一种很有 style, 就很 fashionable, 跟感觉很时尚的感觉。要不然就是有点不同的色调 different colors, 可能会让你看起来很不同有不同的 feel 哦。
Right, it really can change the picture around. Alright, the article then says, keep reading to learn about some popular filters.
太棒了因为接下来呢关于那些受欢迎的滤镜们的大小事我们继续看下去就知道了。
That's right, we're gonna learn about some of the filters here and learn is also our word power word. It's spelled L-E-A-R-N, learn. Learn here is a verb and it means to get knowledge or to get skills in a new subject or activity. Now of course you guys go to school. At school you learn lots of things in different subjects like math, English, science and social studies. So although you guys hate going to school but you are learning very really really great things that you need to know when you're older. Alright so let's take a look at our example sentence. It says we learned about animals in science class today. We learned about animals in science class today.
Okay, let's take a look at this word, learn. Okay, learn 是个动词就是学习。像是如果有人学习得很快你就可以说 wow, he is learning quickly. 那有时候呢，像我其实我的运动蛮弱的。OK， 像是呢，其实我不会骑脚踏车。I can't ride a bike yet, but I'm learning. OK， 你至少有学习的心态就好了。那有时候呢，我们其实常常也会犯错，但是犯错 it's OK。Just learn from your mistakes. 其实从错误中学习，这样态度就是更棒的哦。好，那刚刚提到的例句，我们再来看一下，就是 We learned about animals in science class today. 意思就是我们今天在自然课学习了关于动物的事哦。
All right, so we're going to learn about some filters. And the first filter we see is called Clarendon. Okay, it says, if you need the perfect filter for a simple color picture, try Clarendon. Okay, now we see here a grammar says something is perfect, okay, for somebody. So, for example, it just means something is just right for somebody. For example, if I need to, my mom's birthday is coming. I need to find the perfect gift for my mom. Or that was the perfect ending of the movie.
OK. 好了，我们来看回课文哦，就是我们要开始介绍给大家很棒的滤镜。如果你需要就是为简单的色彩或是纯色的照片配上最适合的滤镜，诶，你可以试试看 Clarendon. OK. 那我们看到这个句型 Perfect A for B. 最适合 B 的 A.哎，我觉得这样子讲好像大家比较不清楚，所以我们来造个句子，像是 I found the perfect or the ideal gift for you. OK, 比方说如果我看到一个哇非常适合 Tiffany 的礼物，我一定会偷偷买来送给他。OK, 那当我们如果说 They are a perfect match for each other, 就是说哦，这两个人是最适合彼此的对象。好了，那 Clarendon 其实在这边补充一下，其实他是 Instagram 创办人之一。OK， 他就是常常带跟妻子就是带狗狗啊，在旧金山一个就是富人，就很有人钱的一个区域，就叫 Clarendon Heights。他散步的时候，哎，就发想到这个名字哦。
So he got inspiration from he or she, I think, from this from the place that they were living in. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know about that. Alright, so we saw a word, power word here. We saw the word need. It's spelled N-E-E-D. Need. Need here is a verb and it means to have or to want something very, very, very much. Okay, for example, we can say, Julia needs some medicine for her sore throat. Julia needs some medicine for her sore throat.
OK, 我们来看一下 need 这个动词就是需要，也就是你非常非常想要这样子的意思。OK, 那需要的话呢，像是most babies, they need at least 12 hours of sleep a day. 婴儿呢，他们需要至少一天睡12小时哦，因为他们还那么幼小，所以他们需要多一点休息。OK, 那像是植物需要很多的阳光，对不对？我们就可以说 This plant needs lots of sunlight.那有时候我们可能在喝汤的时候觉得这个汤不够咸我们就可能说 The soup needs some salt, OK?这个汤可能需要点盐哦。那我们看回刚刚的例句就是 Julia needs some medicine for her sore throat, OK? 当然如果你喉咙痛 sore throat 的话呢你一定要怎么样呢需要一点药来治疗你的喉咙痛啦。
That's right. Alright, so let's continue reading about the filter. It says, this filter makes the colors in a photo brighter. OK, so remember, it's a very, very simple filter. It doesn't change the colors around a lot. It just makes it a little bit brighter for you.
所以它看起来其实是偏自然的，因为这个滤镜呢，让照片里面的颜色显得更亮。OK, 那当然呢 make 当实义动词它后面还可以接一个 object, 然后再接动词这样子的用法哦。OK, 比方像是我可以说 The photograph makes me look fat. 这张照片让我看起来胖胖的耶。
Oh my god, you should totally delete that photo. Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna edit the photo to make you look thinner.
Oh, 好棒哦。
Okay. Alright, so let's go back to our filter. Let's learn more about it. It says, it also makes the shadows darker. Okay, so remember, it makes the picture brighter and the shadows darker. Now, the shadow is the dark area when the light is blocked. So, in pictures, shadows are the darker area and sometimes shadows... don't make your picture look very, very clear.
OK, 那我们来看一下。另外呢，刚刚有提到这个滤镜还会怎么样，让这个阴影更深，这样好像他们的对比也比较大。 就是 contrast 就是对比。好，我们提到的 shadow 当然就是阴影这样子的意思啦。
嗯哼
，so that's one filter.
That's one filter.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so the second one we're going to take a look at is something called gingham. Okay,
gingham,
not gangnam, not gangnam style, gingham style. Okay,、mm-hmm. it says, do you like the look of old photos? Then gingham is right for you.
Wow, 我超爱的耶！如果你跟我一样喜欢，就是旧照片看起来的感觉，那么呢 ，gingham， 哎，这个字听起来好好笑，就是你最好的选择。这里我们提到的 look， 大家有没有发现它是当作名词来用，有外观这样的意思。比方常常我们会提到 a new look in women's fashion， 就是女性时尚的新风貌哦，这样的意思。还有口语其实我们常常也会提到 look 当作名词的用法，像是我们会用 good looks 就表示好看的外表。
Me?
Like Tiffany.、
Now, I think you have good looks, too.
Oh, thank you.
You have better looks.
Tiffany 就是我最好朋友。
All right, so let's continue learning about gingham. This one,、mm-hmm. I think you will really like. It、mm. says, scenes have more yellow in them with this filter. Okay,、mm. so I think it makes the picture look even warmer. Because、mm. if you have yellow and orange and red inside this, it makes the picture look warmer.
太棒了。如果用这个滤镜的话呢，场景就会怎么样？蒙上一层黄黄的色彩、wow. 就这样更有复古风的感觉了。
Yeah, and it's kind of romantic too.
Right.
All right, so we saw a word pair word here. We saw the word scene. It's spelled S-C-E-N-E. Scene. Scene here is a noun, and it is a view or a picture of a place, event, or activity. For example, we can say, this postcard has a scene of New York City on it. This postcard has a scene of New York City on it.
Oh my god, I want to go to New York.
Oh, you haven't been yet? I'm gonna take you then.
Okay, scene 是什么呢？就是这个景象啦，或者也有场景的意思哦。它是个名词，像是 street scenes 就是街景这样的意思啦。像刚刚提到的 ，this postcard has a scene of New York City on it， 就是这张明信片上面有纽约市的风景。
Amazing. All right, let's continue reading. It says.This will make your picture look vintage.
Vintage.
Oh, so vintage.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is vintage? It means something that is not new,、mm-hmm. but then a lot of people value it because it's still very good or it's still very attractive.、Mm-hmm. It still looks nice. That's what it means.
对，大家如果很喜欢复古风，对不对？你就像 Celine， 她很喜欢 vintage 的东西。
Oh, right.
OK， 所以刚刚呢，如果你用到这个 gingham， 就会让照片看起来很复古，就是我们一直提到的 vintage 这个形容词，就是老式的啦、复古的这样的意思。像是我们可以提到 vintage cars， 古董车啦， mm-hmm. 或是 vintage wines， OK， 就是酒啦
，vintage
clothes， 古着。OK，、mm-hmm. 好啦，现在今天我们就讲到了这个滤镜有关这个 Instagram 这个很棒的滤镜。不过呢，我们在进 Review Time 之前，我们要先看一下我们的 Magic Box。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Hello everyone, this is Winnie. 今天的找亮点要找 look， 你找到了吗？文章说 ，Do you like the look of old photos？Look 呢，在这里是当名词。我们都学过 ，look 当动词的用法就是看的意思。比如说 ，Look, Julie is across the street. 快看，蔡依林正在对面。如果呢要后面接受词的话，我们会固定用 look at something or somebody。另外啊 ，look 当动词呢也有看起来的意思。比如我们后面呢可以再加受词补语。For example, Mom looked tired when she got home. 到家的时候看起来很累。今天呢我们看到 look 在文章里是用名词的用法，有外观外貌的意思。像文章是说，诶，你喜欢照片，老照片这种旧旧的感觉吗？ The look of old photos。 或是呢我们可以再另外造一句啦， The old house in the mountains has a scary look， 有可怕的外观。在口语里也有风格的意思哦。如果说你有在关注时尚啊，像这个杂志可能说，诶，现在流行90年代的风格。比如说 round glasses give you a 90s look， 路上常看到这个圆框眼镜让你有一种90年代的风格。所以、so, 今天整理了 look 有当动词当名词的用法，来个随堂小测验吧。诶，看看这个小 baby， 他有着父母的外貌哦，这个英文要怎么说呢？The baby, he has his parents. 空格里该填什么呢？ Check the answer in just a few seconds and I will see you next time. Bye!
The answer is, look at the baby. He has his parents' look.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome to our review time. And what we're going to do today is, you haven't had a race with Laura in a long time, right?
I know. I miss review time.
I know. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to give you the definition, and I want you to try to guess the word.
Okay,
and
so
you guys
easy.
Try along as well.
超简单.
All right. This means to, it's another word for a picture.
Gingham? Okay, just kidding.
Okay,
just kidding.
That's a filter.
Photo.
Right.
对不对就是相片啦 picture, 还有 photograph 都可以当相片。
You can use gingham on your photo. All right. This means something that you really, 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 really want.
Gingham.好啦
okay,
开玩笑的
吗
就是 need 就是需要很想要对不对
Alright, this is a word that means something that you see, like a place, or a tourist place, a landmark.
Scene!
Yeah.
S-C-E-N-E.
Not gingham?
Gingham.
Just kidding. The last one means that you kind of gain knowledge and you go to school to do this as well.
这个应该答案真的就是 gingham.
That's right.
你可以从 gingham 学习到 OK, 就是 vintage 的东西是很好看的所以学习的英文就是 learn.
All right, we're just kidding with you. The answers are not all gingham. Anyway, we hope that you enjoyed today's article. Don't forget to check in on to day 2 where we learn more about new Instagram filters. And that's all the time that we have for now. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Which Instagram filters are best for you?
Many people are on Instagram now. Here, you can share your favorite photos with others. Before you do it, though, you should choose the best filter for your photos. Keep reading to learn about some popular filters.Clarendon. If you need the perfect filter for a simple color picture, try Clarendon. This filter makes the colors in a photo brighter. It also makes the shadows darker. Gingham. Do you like the look of old photos? Then Gingham is right for you. Scenes have more yellow in them with this filter.This will make your picture look vintage. Photo, photo. Lily keeps a photo of her puppy in the wallet. Lily keeps a photo of her puppy in the wallet. Learn, learn.We learned about animals in science class today. We learned about animals in science class today. Need, need. Julia needs some medicine for her sore throat. Julia needs some medicine for her sore throat.Scene, scene. This postcard has a scene of New York City on it. This postcard has a scene of New York City on it.